Odds Deprogram, the podcast where we try to get you into a band. That's right. We've done all the work for you. All you have to do is push play and listen. And let me tell you, there is no use for a name. Isn't it great when I don't really have to try that hard to get, you know, to get to the band's name? Because there really is no use for a name today, because we're talking about no use for a name. Hey-o, but there is use for your name, Randy. You put no use for a name on the board. Talk to me. I mean, I feel like I get the general idea after listening to the band. I get the general idea of why you put them on the board, but broaden the horizons. What is it about no use for a name for you?
A lot of it, I think, is when you bring bands to the table here, your expectation or desire first is to go through the whole catalog without an excuse to go through the catalog and just listen to everything and just kind of pick out what you think are the best songs. But also, I think this is the aspect that I love about this show, is that it is for anybody that doesn't know who this band is to get a sense of what they do and who they are. And for a long time, I always thought that No Use was kind of an odd man out situation. Now, they started off very early on their earlier albums, you know, early 90s. They were basically skate punk. They were a skate punk band, and that's kind of the territory they were put in. They were a fat wreck band, so once fat wreck started to gain some steam and you know, Lagwagon and NOFX, obviously, you know, everybody knew what the label was because of Fat Mike, but it felt like with Propaganda and Lagwagon and even, oh God, I'm forgetting their name now, more of a hardcore band, the other original I just don't listen to, but anyway, it might come to me in the middle of an episode. I might just shout it out at some point. But it always felt like No Use was kind of the undercard act of all these other acts, and they didn't deserve to be. And in punk circles, maybe not, but I think in just general, and I know that they've had a couple of moments here and there. I can't remember. I think they had like a Tony Hawk song or a different video game song, probably from Leche Con Carne, because that was their most popular record, especially at the time, of course. But I feel like not enough people give them the credit they deserve. And I think that got exacerbated one day when I was looking at some bozo's list of the top 50 pop punk albums of all time. Now, I mentioned they're a skate punk band up until about like 1999, 1997-ish. But the evolution and changes in this band is really what I wanted to talk about the most, because you'll hear it within these songs. These songs from very early on, they're very much like, fuck it, put together a garage band and call it punk, and that's what we're going to do. But it didn't feel like, even though some of the lyrics were phenomenal very, very early on and taking on some really, really tough topics in, you know, up until like 1995 and even further. But once they hit the More Betterness album, that's when they start becoming a matured band. That's when their sound becomes refined. It still takes what they did skate punk wise, especially with the drums, because the drums are such a huge thing within No Use for a Name. They're audible, and there's a lot of double bass that you'll hear in this. And for a lot of their pop punk songs, it's still there. So that's still a characteristic of No Use for a Name. But I just loved how they closed that gap and got better because of it. And I think that the whole reason why they got better is that Tony Sly just improved vastly as a songwriter, both musically and lyrically. And he's really the one that I think is underrated in this whole thing. And I'll just mention, because it's going to come up at some point, Chris Shiflett was in this band for, I think, from Leche Con Carne to More Betterness. And if you know that name, he is the lead guitar player for the Foo Fighters right now.
Oh, yeah.
So, yep. And that's kind of his claim to fame. And we've even talked about it in circles before that, you know, weirdly, the Foo Fighters are kind of like a punk version of Like, I don't know, like the punk version of like a Temple of the Dog or the Traveling Wilburys. I can't remember what they call those kind of bands. Where it's just kind of a mashup thing because you got guys from Sunny Day Real Estate, you got Shiflet, and you got a now you got Josh Freese who played with the Vandals. So you're getting all these areas of punk and you're creating alt rock with it, which is really interesting. But I shouldn't be making this a Foo Fighters podcast about No Use for a Name. Tony Sly, just I think he's a magnificent songwriter. And I thought it really showed when him and Joey Cape from Lagwagon did their acoustic split, where he took songs from the new No Use catalog and just made them straight up acoustic. And you're able to really hear his emotion. You're able to really hear what the song's about. And what's really unfortunate is he died 11 years ago, almost 11 years ago to the date while we're recording this.
Wow.
And you know, for me, I kind of, for a little while, just found my way out of punk and wasn't going to punk shows. But not seeing them live is probably one of my biggest regrets, and I'll still never live it down to this day. I don't even know what opportunities I had to see them. They're a West Coast band. They came on the East Coast, but like probably not intercepting with where I'd be going to shows and all that. But yeah, I don't know if they're like the most important punk band of the 90s or anything like that. I wouldn't put them in that category, but they deserve to be listened to. And yeah, Tony Sly deserves some recognition for what he did in this band.
So as I'm listening to this band, while I understand, again, kind of like I said with Randy, while I understand, this doesn't scream Joe Band to me. This seems like maybe more like a Joe Perriff. Maybe I got it all wrong, Joe. Tell me about No Use for a Name. Why did you want to be here to talk about them today?
Well, at the end of the day, I always am and always will be. I am a punk rock kid. I came from hell with the curse, as we know.
Yes.
But yeah, No Use for a Name is a little bit more just on my periphery. I do love punk, and this band is, if you, I mean, Randy explained it a lot, like Lagwagon, some of that skate punk band, like they're quintessential skate punk band. It's fast, it's loud. It's in your face. So I do enjoy that, but I lean more towards the pop punk side of punk rock, right? But I mean, I actually had, oh man, I don't know, probably five or six songs already in my liked songs, if you will, before even going into the deprogram list that we're gonna do for the however many albums we did. We did seven albums, right? We didn't do it. We didn't do Incognito.
No.
So yeah, I mean, it's more on my periphery because, truthfully, I could only. I mean, I guess we're kind of getting to the next section of the show. But truthfully, I could only listen to one album at a time per day. I had to shut it off because I could only take so much of it while I enjoyed it. But I could only take so much skate punk in one day, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
That's fair. Yeah.
But I mean, again, I had probably old stuff. I'd say probably like first four records, I already had two or three songs, but the rest of that I had, so I think I had seven, might have been eight, either way, was like the back half, the other three, the newer ones, like 99, what was it, More Betterness,
More Betterness,
Hard Rock Bottom,
Hot Rock
and
Bottom, and then now I can't remember
the Confused.
Keep them confused.
There you go. Yeah. So those are the ones that I had the most liked from. So I knew those records. I didn't really know a lot of the older stuff. So it was a lot of discovery. And again, I don't want to make it sound like I didn't enjoy my time. I did enjoy my time because, again, like you said, Justin, I do enjoy punk rock, but this is more of just periphery for me. But yeah, I mean, again, to answer the question is like, oh yeah, sure, I'll do a punk band. Let's do it.
There you go. That's Joe.
Yeah,
That's Joe Oliver.
that's me. That's me.
So
Big
this
one
is
for the team.
this is no shocker. A band I never dove into. And a lot of times this comes up with bands I'm on with you, Randy, where they showed up on the punk show here on 96X. And this would have been at this point, literally 20, almost 25 years ago. But they were a band that would show up there, and my friend John Martin listened to them all the time, but you know, I never paid attention. It's one of those bands where even as I'm listening to the ones the records we covered, nothing jumped out at me. To Joe's point, I completely understand I can only listen to one record at a time. I was able to kind of blast through it in an afternoon. Because,
oh, wow. Nice.
Because, well, you know, this feels like one of those bands that you don't want to overthink. You know, it's not quite like,
true.
Like yeah, when we did yeah, Kid Dynamite. It was more like, it was closer to Kid Dynamite in that, you know, it's not in and out like they were, but it is something you don't want to overthink. And a lot of the times I went with feeling. So we'll go with that here in a second. But just to add on to what Joe said, I really enjoyed my time with this band. Like I didn't fall in love. There was a moment where I fell in love with a song listening while I was waiting for you guys. So, you know, that'll come up later. I'm sure. Actually, yeah, of course it will, because it's on my list. But so that
Justin, that being said, I have a big prediction for this episode. I already know a song that you're gonna take.
Uh-oh.
And that's just by title alone, because the title of the song screams Justin is gonna take it to make some kind of reference for Justin. A self-deprecating one.
Oh no. I mean,
well, look, is that not your shtick?
That is absolutely. I hope I thought enough to grab it, because sometimes, like I just said, I didn't overthink it. So
I'm going to piggyback on that for what you piggybacked on Justin and say, I feel like I know what song you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I might have that too.
Uh-oh.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, then let's do the thing. How did you, so as mentioned before, we didn't cover everything. Did we only leave out one album? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, Incognito was an early album. They had another one after Keep 'Em Confused, and then they released a bunch of B-sides and a covers album. And yeah, there's a lot of unreleased material. Actually, as we speak, there is a box set, a 14 disc box set that's coming out. Called Black Box, that has the collection of everything that they've done. So it's probably way out of my price range. So I'll stick to just having Leche on vinyl, I suppose.
So,
but
yeah, based on everything we covered, how did you go about getting your 20 together for this, Randy?
I believe I told you in the chat, I immediately had about 13 to 14. And there's a big reason that's going to be revealed at some point. I'm going to play this game kind of as a tribute to something that I have, that was honestly like the reason why I started to love this band. I always liked this band, but there was something that happened or something that I listened to that I said, oh, okay, yeah, they're top for me. So I'm going to piggyback off what you guys were saying. I think that the first two records were a little difficult because, again, I didn't really do real big deep dives into those two, Don't Miss the Train and Daily Grind. I didn't do too many deep dives before going into this. I knew selected songs. And really, I guess from those two albums, the selected songs that I knew were the ones that made it. And I specifically, we could have left out Don't Miss the Train, but there was one song I thought would be absolutely criminal to leave off this list or leave out of any discussion. So I think everything else just kind of fell into place pretty easily. It was, and you know, there is a reason being that some of the songs that I really, really love weren't part of that automatic 13 or 14 that I brought to the table, but it's going to be a really interesting game that we play here. And yeah, it's all kind of about when I share which songs and everything like that. But I really enjoyed the listen, and I honestly, out of all the records, I think I got a new appreciation for Making Friends the most, because I don't know why, but it felt like that sort of got left off my radar, but yeah, they put together some pretty good records. That Leche to Making Friends to More Bitterness stretch there was phenomenal. Some of the best punk rock that you'll get in a 3-album stretch.
So you kind of started saying how you put yours together, Joe. Like, you want to expound on that? Like, how did you round out your list?
Yeah, so I just looked. I had 7 already that I knew. So those were already on my list. And then I ended up just from, again, like I said, I listened to 1 album a day because that's all I could do. But and just like you said, I really just went on feeling because it was a little difficult at first when I was definitely overthinking it too much at first. You know, I was like, okay, what's the sound? What do I want to bring to the table? And that's why it kind of locked me into that. Okay, I'm only listening to 1 album a day. And then when I figured it out, like, all right, just whatever speaks to me, whatever hits me, that's what's going to make it. You know, that's what I like. And I wasn't going to think too hard about, okay, what sound do I want to try to grab to bring to the show and all that, right? So I ended up with 25. And so making the 5 cuts, really, it wasn't necessarily that difficult, I guess. I kind of just went through what were the last 5 in and played through them and just, again, went on feeling like, okay, that and that, boom. So it was a medium difficulty to do this 20. But I will say that I feel this is kind of going back to the beginning, all the kind of history that Randy was giving, which I appreciate that you know so much about a lot of these bands that I don't.
I appreciate you appreciate.
Well, I'm a music guy, so you know, hey, I like that stuff. But what I was gonna say is, so again, we talked about them being a skate punk band, and they kind of morphed a little bit to, I guess, more just punk, whatever, maybe a little bit of hardcore-ish, maybe, if you want to put that. But I really feel like those back 3 records that we're talking about today, man, they really started to find sort of a pop punk sound, pop punky ish sound. And obviously I gravitated towards that the most. As we know, I'm a emo kid, pop punk kid. And kind of to your earlier point, Randy, I feel like maybe if they leaned into that more, I do feel like they could have been bigger than what they ended up being. Just from my opinion, which whatever, it's who am I, right? But I feel like had they leaned into that more, they probably could have ended up being a bigger band than what they did.
Oh yeah, there is one song that I have on my list that I think could have been a massive radio hit if they wanted it to be.
And I bet I know what it is.
Hopefully you do, because it's a great song. So it deserves to be on the list.
Hopefully we all do. Hopefully we all know, but we'll find out. So the good news here is, you know, I do think this is going to make for a harder gameplay, but I think I'm in line with you guys. Like, I enjoyed the first couple records. Do not get me wrong. I really enjoyed that. But, and I had a lot going. I had a lot from, like, kind of everything, honestly, the first pass. I don't remember what my first number was, but I had a good amount from, like, pretty much everything. But as I'm coming back through, I'm like, yeah, this early stuff, those first, like, the skate punk stuff, I was like, yeah, I want to keep some of that because it's important to the story of the band. But, like, I don't want to do that. Like, the stuff I gravitated towards were, like, I think for me, it stretched out to the last 4 we covered. And, like, there's, like, a stretch of 3 where I was just like, every song could have made it. Every song could have made it. I was like, oh, my God, this is, I love this. I love this. I love this. And so, like, as I'm coming back through, like I said, I couldn't big brain it. I had to really go, okay, which one moves me? Which one kind of gets me going? Because ultimately, I think that's what this band is about. Like, well, if we can move them, we can get them into what this band is doing. And then to finalize my point, I think the last record that we got to, I loved the evolution there. I thought they were a really complete band in that record. I ended up cutting most of what I had from it. Mostly for the same reason I cut some of the early stuff. I was like, okay, cool. I think this is good stuff, but I think that's a good way to round out the story. So we can start the story, round out the story the real deal with No Use for a Name is that stuff in the middle that is,
yeah,
it is tasty. And
it's definitely tasty for sure. It's a full meal. That's right.
And that could be the problem, which brings me to the next question, Randy. Based on everything we've said so far, how many do you think we're going to get through unanimously?
By the way, the other fat wreck band that I missed before is Sick of It All, and I never really got into them too much, but that's probably why I forgot them. But they're another original fat band, along with No Use, Lagwagon, Propagandhi. All right, well, here's the thing. I split down the middle. The pre more betterness stuff, I had 10. And the post, I also had 10. So that's really even there. And really, it's kind of Leche and Making Friends that has the bulk of the other additions that I had to my list. I'm thinking that this is a band where, you said based off of feeling, I feel like some of the riffs and some of the way that the choruses go in select songs really easily stand out amongst all of the rest that's around there, amongst the big booming double bass and amongst, you know, the fast moving hardcore skate punk songs. I feel like you can easily tell, listen to it and say, whoa, okay, that's different. I know what that is. I'm going back and listening to it again. I am going to be positive and throw down a 7 for this.
Ooh, I like it. Oof. Big swing. Okay. I love it.
Okay.
I love it. What do you think, Joe?
Well, before I get to that, I just had a thought. And Randy, I'm sure you know this band, but are you familiar with 88 Fingers Louie?
Yeah.
Okay, I figured you would be. That band popped in my head, too, because I feel like they were on Fat Wreck at one point as well.
They were, yeah. Didn't guys from 88 Fingers... They either
Rise Against.
Yeah, because it was a Chicago band. I wasn't sure if it was Rise Against or Lawrence Arms, but yeah, you're right, Rise Against.
And I forget the guy, I forget which band member, but he essentially got kicked out, and then they formed Rise Against, and they were like, fuck you.
And then...
something like that.
Like, Rise Against has been, like, the butt of Fat Mike's jokes ever since they left.
Anyway, you actually took my number. I was going to go very positive with 7. So... I'm going to Price is Right you and go 6.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
All right. And I feel like I kind of cut you off. Did you have like a little extra thought there, Randy, before I went to Joe? Like it sounded like
if I did, I don't remember it now.
Oh, it's gone. So good. I pointed it
until
out.
Until it's gone.
I pointed it out. Good. All right. So, well, shoot. It's there. I'm going to take it. 5. You know, like whenever it's available, yeah, I might as well take it. I mean, I could easily see this doing better than Randy's 7. You know what I mean? Like, I think that possibility is there. But I also think there's a possibility there's like a ton of 2s and we end up with like 3 or 4. Who knows? There's only one way to find out.
Oh, I think the thing I was going to say, I know it now, which makes sense in all this, is that we've done really well with 3-person groups where we've gotten to 6 or 7 pretty easily. So
Yeah, that's true.
Three is definitely easier than 4.
Indeed. Absolutely.
Indeed. So. Depending on the band and depending on the discog, all that comes into play. And we're going to play when we come back. It's Deprogrammed. With that, the name of the game is Deprogrammed. The three of us have combed through a good portion of the No Use for a Name discography and plucked out 20 songs that we're now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for you, in case you have never given No Use for a Name the time of day. Okay. I think I don't have like a good starting point, so I'm going to go with the one that I kind of fell in love with on kind of my last listen. And it was a song that, you know, obviously it made my first pass, no problem. And obviously it made my second pass, no problem. And it was, for whatever reason, as I'm listening, waiting for the show to begin, this song came up. And I was like, oh, I'm so glad I picked this. And then like, as I'm listening, I'm like, oh God, yeah, I love this. This is great. Now I've done all this and, it could, yeah, I'm going to stop saying words. Old, what's his name?
No, I don't have it.
I don't have it either.
Ha!
Sorry, Justin.
That's the way it's going to go, eh?
Right. Something's got to go.
Yeah, that's true. No, you're not wrong. I wish I would have thought of a different song to open with, but this one just really did it for me.
It's okay. We still tolerate you.
I love that for you.
All right. All right. Randy.
So I said that I'm going to have a theme to all my picks here, at least for the first like 13 or 14. And I'm going to open with one from Making Friends. Oh my goodness. Once you hear those chords come in, you're like, yeah, give that. Yeah. Inject that into my veins. We're starting off with Invincible.
I did not pick that one.
Me neither. Oh, what?
It was one of the last five to cut though. It was the
I'm wishing I knew where my cuts were, because I don't know. This is what I was talking about. This right here.
Now I don't feel confident on my seven.
One song will do it, won't it? Yeah, this definitely made my first pass. I just don't remember where. All right, Joe, see if you can't get us out of this.
All right. I'm going to get us on the board here, okay? There's a lot of these that I don't necessarily have a reason for keeping or losing. As we said, it just went on feeling. But this one, I feel like, to me, quintessential pop punk song. Could have been bigger. Could have been bigger to the masses. It could have made this band off the charts for whatever reason. I don't know why, but I mean, guys, hang up the phone and then I come back down. Miss you. I hope you're doing well. This town is full of dumb reminders.
That's the one that I said too. It is absolutely should have been their big hit.
Well, I got great news, everybody.
We're on the board.
I got it too. Yes.
You're damn right.
Right.
If somebody's going to find a pop punk sound, it's me.
Yeah, that lives up to everything that you heard from that era, because that album came out in 2002.
Yeah.
And
it's top tier.
Right. Song. And that's the height of your Good Charlotte's and Simple Plan and stuff like that, where you kind of needed, for pop punk at least, you kind of needed like heartthrob kind of singers and like real sort of teenage gravitational pull to a band. And Tony was kind of middle-aged at that point. Yeah, he was in his 30s.
But he definitely, by that time, by that record in 2002, they had changed and evolved enough to where it fit, though. His voice totally fit as that, like, heartthrob sound.
It absolutely did. I fully 100% agree with you. And I think maybe it's a little of them saying, nah, fuck that. And maybe it's just they tried and everybody's like, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
Which everybody was wrong.
It's true. Yeah.
I think maybe part of that plays to, because to your point, Randy, like they're just, if you're not good looking, you're not an MTV band. And if you're not an MTV band, it doesn't generate radio play. True.
You got a point. You do.
Yeah. And it felt like that the Fat Wreck Band radio era was well over by the time that the pop punk era came. So, yeah.
I feel like very easily could have just been pigeonholed. Oh, that's a skate punk band.
Yeah, I think so too. Because, yeah, I'll talk to other people, John including, that when I talked to him about that pop punk list that I told you about before, I was really pissed that, you know, specifically More Betterness wasn't on that list and called it a pop punk album. He said, oh, they're not a pop punk band. I'm like, yes, they are. Yes, they are. Can't listen to Dumb Reminders and not say that's absolutely a great pop punk song. Yeah,
absolutely. Okay. All right. Joe got us on the board. I'm going to stay in that realm. somewhere in that those albums. I don't want to go too far back. As a matter of fact, how about I stay right on that record? International U-Day.
Yep. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Ooh, two from Hard Rock Bottom.
I mean, again, I mean, that record is a pop punk record. 100%. Yep. 100%. Like, that's when I feel like, and that part, like, they really, to me, they hit their stride of what to do. I mean, like, for my ears, anyway. I mean, again, I'm only one guy, but yeah, I love that record.
International U-Day is the first Tony Sly song that comes on his split with Joey Cape. Oh. And there is like a very delicate piano intro into that, and the chords just kind of fade in, and it's so beautifully done. I was actually considering that to be my wedding song.
Wow.
Like, my wife said, not really feeling that vibe, but like, the lyrics are perfect for that situation.
Mm. Well, there you go.
Honestly, I'll give anything to be with you right now. Oh, wait. No, that was Dumb Reminders. International U-Day. Oh, my God. I can't even. No.
No worries. Oh,
I guess. No, International U-Day was, I'm sorry that it took so long to write this song, but I gave up. How it feels to know your love, but where did I go wrong? I could have known right from the start. I'm closer than you're apart. But nothing that I tried will be as simple as this line without you. My life is incomplete and things are absolutely gray. So, I don't know for sure, and so much more to tell you every single day. All right, I redeemed myself. Go.
There you go. Well, now you go. It's your turn.
Oh, shit. Okay. I'm going to take the first song off More Betterness. This is a song that my friend Tim and I played in my basement on and on and on. He would play those chords, and at the time, you know, very early on into him doing that, I didn't know what the song was, so I'd kind of make something up on either bass or on drums. And then when I listened to the song, I'm like, oh, okay, turn that around and now actually try playing the damn thing. And it's, I don't know if it's like a pace changer on that album or not, but boy, this is a fun one. It doesn't hit you with the hard stuff until you get into the chorus, but those guitars in the beginning are just, ooh, tasty. Coming Too Close.
Got it.
I don't, but it's got two, so.
Hey, that's pretty good. I'll take it. That's maybe a top five song for me from them.
All right. Joe?
I don't really have much of a story for this one other than the title. It's off of Making Friends. Hey, man, a postcard would be nice.
No, I didn't take that one. That's a great song, though.
I got it.
Hey, all right.
All right. A postcard would be nice.
Yeah, it would.
It would just be not anymore. Just
well, not anymore. Email. Not anymore. Don't give me a card at all. I'm going to throw that shit away.
Right, yeah.
Just send me a text.
There you go.
I'm in the Bahamas right now. Instead of being like, hey, here I am in the Bahamas, and they get the card like 3 days after you're home. Come on.
Ain't nobody bullshit. Ain't nobody want that. All right. Well, see, now I don't know which way to swing here. I'll go to More Bitterness. How about Not Your Savior?
Absolutely. Yes, yeah. Yes. I could talk about this song all day long. I mean, it's a top 25 most important song in my life. But also from a No You standpoint and from a standpoint of listening to this band, Making Friends is a great record, but Making Friends isn't quite the pop punk record just yet. Mm-hmm. And hearing the beginning, the intro on that record where this opens, and hearing the goal, and then slowly getting into those chords, coming in. Like from there, it kind of takes you on this journey. I'm sort of seeing the way that in The Wizard of Oz, where black and white is turning to color. Mm-hmm. And like that is the transition that you hear from No Use for a Name solidifying themselves to being a brand new band. Same guys, same attitude in a way, but just honed in and mature rather than what they were doing for 10 years or so skate punk wise. I like that's the perfect song to put that all together and wrap it in a bow.
Yeah, I think you said it succinctly, so at the risk of repeating, I shall not. All right, so Not Your Savior was me. Randy, you're up.
Back to more bitterness, and I guess there's a reason why I have a lot of this album is because it's my favorite album theirs, but also there's a reason why I'm picking a lot of songs very early on. This is just a great, beautiful punk rock song too. Chasing Rainbows.
I don't have that one.
Me neither.
Sorry. Yeah, I don't have a reason.
Nope. Something's got to go.
If that makes it any better.
Well, I haven't gotten one of my picks to the top 10 yet, so that's a little concerning. It's only the third round.
All right. Joe?
Well, I'm going to go all the way to Keep Them Confused because I don't think we've played anything off that yet.
No.
And speaking of pop punk, speaking of an emo song, ladies and gentlemen, Black Box.
Yes, I like that song a lot.
Nope. Justin does not have it, though.
Convo.
Our worlds collide in new beginnings. It's an emergency permission to bail out. So when the heart crash lands, what memories will survive? I thank my Black Box that I'm alive.
And that's why they're calling that... that Discog thing that they're releasing. That's why they're calling it Black Box.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Great song.
Well, as I mentioned, like I loved that record. I thought they felt like a complete band there. I've already made, you know, I've told you why I cut stuff from there. So I don't have a reason why that song specifically, but you know, that's why. So
that'll happen.
Okay. Back around to me. Okay. I feel like I've said this a lot today, so the answer is still no.
Hey, what's your name? Fuck you, that's my name. Yeah. Yes, I absolutely have it.
I don't have that one.
So for you,
I feel like I should though.
For you, the answer is still no. The answer is still no. This is what I thought was going to happen. A couple would get through, and then just a good... I mean, again, it's still early. It's not like the game's almost over or nothing. Okay, Randy?
It gives me hope that a Making Friends song is in the convo because we dumped two of them, and that was a little concerning. But I don't know if this is the best on the record, but it's pretty damn close. If you're not on the inside, you're on the outside. On the outside.
I don't have it.
I can't read my handwriting. Nope.
Oh, you guys. Come on. I'm frustrated.
Sorry, buddy. I don't have a reason. I wish I did.
The female vocals that come in the end of it. Oh, it's such a perfect song.
Well, sorry to frustrate you there, Randy.
No, I mean, like, those top four that I had are just amazing, and only one of them even got in the convo. Rough. I'm not winning.
Maybe I should have thought harder.
Yeah, you read my mind, I suppose.
All right.
I'm not letting anybody up there anyway.
Joe?
Well, I'm going back to Pop Punk Central. I'm going back to Hard Rock Bottom, and I'm going to play Nailed Shut.
No.
Mm-mm, nope.
Oh, that's all right.
I guess we nailed that one shut.
We sure did.
Hey, yo.
What a segue.
I should have said, well, it looks like I'm on the outside, but it's too frustrated.
All right. Right. Back to me. Well, we're talking about Randy being frustrated, so I suppose we could be looking forward to his revenge.
No.
I don't have it.
Okay. Well, there we go. It was funny, but it didn't work.
Would have been a lot cooler if it did.
Yeah.
What record's that on again? That's
Making Friends.
What? That's Making Friends. Wow, we played a lot of Making Friends. Yeah, I'm gonna play a Leche Con Carne here because we haven't played anything from that record yet. And this ain't the best song from that record, but it's a pretty damn good one. Straight from the jacket.
I do not.
Nope.
I out of five picks, it's a total of 6 points, I guess you would say. Wow. Just wow. All right. On the next go around, I'll tell you guys why I am playing the songs and pick the songs that I did.
Okay. Joe.
Okay, guys. Let's get us back on the board here. Okay. I'm going to also stick on Leche. And I thought Randy was going to say this one. And I'm glad he didn't because I want this to be my redemption song.
Mm-mm. Oh, you played redemption song.
No.
Yeah, I think that's one of the best punk covers of all time, but there's so many amazing No Use songs that I didn't even think
twice on that. All right, then, fine. Whatever. And all you fuckers in denial.
Of a Bob Marley song?
No, I actually agree. Like, I think it's a great cover, and it did make my first pass. And then, like, you know, as I'm coming through the second round, I'm like, well, do I want a Bob Marley song to get through when I feel like I can do better?
Well, you can.
All right. I keep passing by this one. So how about I go with Soulmate?
Well, that was going to be my next pick. So
yeah, I got that too.
Hey,
awesome. That deserves to be in. Absolutely. It's just, that song makes you want to fucking dance.
Different machines going here.
Na, 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 na. By the way, I can't even hear any of the music. I'm just like anticipating. Hello.
It might not be going through to you guys.
Yeah.
All the setup is jacked. So. All right.
Great.
All right, Randy, and you said Soulmate was going to be the next one.
It was. All right. So the reason why I'm picking how I'm picking here is because there is a live record called Live in a Dive, and it was sort of a series that Fat did. And there was a Lagwagon one, there's a Swingin' Utters one, there's a bunch of them. And the minute that I got my hands on this one, I was just blown away by how fucking tight and how fucking good they were live. And that's one of the reasons why I mentioned before that it's probably one of my biggest regrets is not seeing them, because this record holds so much weight to me. So I've been playing the songs in a row from Invincible Open, then Coming Too Close, Chasing Rainbows, On the Outside, Straight from the Jacket, Soulmate, Not Your Savior. Obviously, there are some that are on that record, the Gene and Paul, I Hate You Most of All, but Peter, You're the Cat. Sarah fucking Sarah Fisher was, I don't remember if it's Incognito or B-side. I can't remember. But yeah, like there's some stuff that's not on that record. And I think there's like 19 songs. I took 14. So
wow.
Still time to go too. I thought that this was absolutely a no-brainer for me, but I don't foresee it going too far at the moment. It's the only song I have off of the album Don't Miss the Train. Don't Miss the Train.
I do not.
Me neither. Me neither. Don't miss the train.
Okay. Well, when I package my picks together the way I do, then but it's also interesting because, you know, you guys are sort of, I guess, on the outside of what this record is and what they kind of hold weight live, which is just very interesting. But also the reason why there's no, it came out, it was during the More Betterness tour, so that's why there's nothing off of Hard Rock Bottom on it. Or else there absolutely would be.
All right, Joe?
Well, I'm going to keep them confused, and there's nothing that I love more than Killing Time.
Not for me.
No, me neither.
Oh, all right.
We're not out of NTP. We're not out of NTP.
No, I guess not. 4 and 4. Yeah, it's 4 through 4 in the combo. A lot of ones. That I didn't foresee.
No, not at all.
I mean, there's still a good amount of gameplay left. So, and we just need...
There was 88 songs, by the way. I don't think we told people that. There were 88 songs on the list that we went through.
Well, the albums are like 35 minutes, so it's pretty...
Right, it's not a big deal, but that just kind of the bulk.
Unless you can only listen to one album a day.
I still have half my songs left. So, I mean, we're not at NTP yet, but there's still wiggle room here. I feel like this one came up earlier, so I might as well find out. It's on my list, Until It's Gone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
There we go.
Got something in from the Daily Grind. Very nice.
Switching back to a PC after being on a Mac forever. Frustrating. So now I have to redirect everything. That's why you guys can't hear this. Because it looks like it's actually going through to Reaper. Anyway, that's not interesting to anybody who's listening. Sorry. All right. Randy.
All right. Please work on this one. Please, please, please work. This is an album opener. This is a great fucking song. Immediately when you hear it, you're like, yeah, give me that. Like, that should define the band. I have two songs that I think should be or could be the one to take out of this. And this is one of them. Justified Black Eye.
Ugh, that was one of my last cuts.
I got it.
Okay. Woo. Woo. Breath of relief there. Yeah.
Just
okay.
Like that. We're out of NTP. Just like that. 5 and 5. Worst case scenario, everything from the combo goes in.
There you go.
All right. Joe?
I'm going to go to More Betterness. And even though I actually don't care, but why doesn't anybody like me?
That's the one. That's the one I knew that Justin was going to take. Did you take it?
Of course I did.
Yes.
And because I knew you were going to take it, I didn't want the chance of Joe taking it, and I didn't want it to go in the top 10. I did not take it.
Wow.
Wow.
It's a good song, but I don't think it should be in the top 10.
Oh, he said it like that. All right. Let's see. And there's actually a conversation. So. There we go. 1 and 1. All right. Back to me. Still have a good, decent amount out here. How about Growing Down?
No,
I do not.
All right. Growing Down. All right, Randy.
Okay, I have my doubts on this one. It's a fucking amazing song, but it's also from Daily Grind, and it didn't feel like this crowd was really into that record. Feeding the Fire.
No.
I do not.
Oh. These are, by the way, for anybody listening, these are classic No Use songs.
Oh. That was one that made it through my first cut, I think. I recall, anyway. Maybe I had more on my first pass than I thought. For some reason, I was thinking 27, but that might have been a different band. All right, Joe?
Well, let's stay on the daily grind and see if we can't get on the board, guys. Hazardous to yourself.
Nope.
Nope.
All right, then. Fuck off. I'm just kidding.
I got to finish the episode. I can't go anywhere. I'm sorry.
All right. Back to me. Well, fine. I'll try one, too. How about Looney Tune?
Yes.
No.
Oh. All right.
All right.
Looney Tune is two. All right. Randy?
I only got two more songs from that live record, so we better hit on something. This is off of Leche. How about Exit?
I got it.
You can exit that to the conversation.
Oh.
It's got two at least.
Oh. Yeah, I got two. Yeah, I'll fight for that one.
All right. One and one. All right, Joe?
More Betterness. The song is Pride.
Mm. No.
No, unfortunately.
And I still have stuff from that record, too.
All right. Well.
Man.
Get out of here.
Yes, I do. All right, well, I'll stay on that record then, since I know I at least have one more. How about Life Size Mirror?
I knew you were going to say that. That was the toughest cut that I made.
I don't have it.
Okay, one.
One!
Makes me feel better now, honestly.
All right, Randy.
My final song from this live album. None of the ones that I brought to the table made the top 10. I don't think that this one is going to. 6 Degrees from Misty.
Hmm. No.
Mm. You missed me, Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Mm. 6 Degrees of Misty. All right. Joe?
Well, let's just go back to the daily grind. Countdown.
Mm. No.
No.
All right.
Sounds like we're covering a lot of it, just not none of it's the same.
Yeah, and there were two other ones I was considering that hasn't been brought to the table yet.
I have three left
overall.
Yes,
as do I. Let's see if we can get a walk off.
I got five.
Okay.
All right. So if you guys got three, I might as well just dump out, and then we'll see what we got here. All right, I'll start at the top. Punk Points.
No.
Nope.
Okay. Where's that fall on the record? There it is. All right. Next. Friends of the Enemy.
Nope.
That came close, but no.
F-R-I. Oh, my God. Friends. There we go. Okay. Undefeated.
No.
Nope. Nope.
Somehow, we have two more to try for a walk-off.
Somehow, it's looking like I'm going to somehow win this damn thing.
Undefeated. Which means there seems to be a song just waiting there for you to put in.
All right, so let's go. Like I said, I got two left. Going to my two from the last record. Part Two.
Yes.
No, I don't have Part Two.
Okay.
I feel like this last one is from Keep 'Em Confused.
Yep.
I feel like this could be a walk-off.
How dare you? Don't you put that on me.
I know, I ruined it.
Don't you put that on me. Last one, For Fiona.
Yes.
I don't have it.
Oh, I thought you would. Wow. Okay. That plays within the whole pop punk.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm aware.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So, I mean, we have a conversation here, and then you guys still have a chance to throw a couple extra in here, but I win at five. And I wonder what song I'm going to pick.
Look at you.
Five, and then
we do have a
difficult task already before you guys even get your last couple out here. So
yeah,
we've got to trim 10 down to 5. So all right, so actually you have 2 now, Randy.
I have 2 now, Justin. Okay,
so what's first?
Both songs that I picked have the same first word. Let It Slide.
Nope.
And Let Me Down.
I do have Let Me Down.
Okay. That was a late. That was, I think, number 20.
All obviously, it's just me, but I have It's Tragic and and Born Addicted, track 1, song 1.
It's Tragic and Born Addicted?
Yes.
Born Addicted. Joe. All right. So we got 5-3 unanimous. Until It's Gone, Soulmate, Not Your Savior, International U-Day, and Dumb Reminders are already in. 11 to converse about. Looney Tune, Justified Black Eye, Exit. The answer is still no. A Postcard Would Be Nice. Why Doesn't Anybody Like Me? Coming Too Close, Let Me Down, Part 2 for Fiona, and Black Box. All right, so let's get mine out of the way here, because we know which one I'm taking.
Yes.
Oh, God damn it.
Fuck yeah.
It's a fine song, but I shouldn't even put that devil on you.
I'm just saying.
Fuck yeah, I love this.
Just saying. Why Doesn't Anybody Like Me? Because it's me to a T. And
that's why I said that. I should have just left it alone.
Final say. So that gives us 6.
6.
6, yep.
All right. Let me sort this so we can make this a little easier. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and say this, because I had the two that you had, Justified Black Eye and Exit, I feel like, are at the top of my list.
Absolutely. Justified Black Eye absolutely needs to be on this list. Exit, I believe, does too.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, I definitely agree with Justified. It was one of my last cuts. We could maybe come back to Exit, but definitely Justified. I'm here for it. But Exit, I didn't have that at all, but... I'm open to come back to it and put a pin in it.
All right, so
justified 100%.
All right, so let's grab Justified then, and then let's get another. So that brings us to 7. So we still have 3 left. Is there anything else jumping out at you, Randy? Since we disappointed you left and right.
Yeah. I think the 3 that I'm thinking of here. Hey, did we actually get a Making Friends song on the record? On the record. Like, with all the Making Friends song, like, the answer is still no would be the one from that. That's a good option. But the 3 I was really thinking, Coming Too Close, Black Box, Exit. I think for me personally, Coming Too Close should make it, but that also puts 3 more betterness songs on and gives a ton of the pop punk. While right now the only... And Soulmate, I consider Soulmate more of their pop punk stuff, even though it was on Leche. But Until It's Gone and Justified Black Eye are really the 2 skate punk songs on the record. The answer is still no, and Exit would kind of solidify some of that part. Coming Too Close, I guess, is more pop punk. Black Box is definitively pop punk. But I think it just kind of depends on how much more in what direction we want to go in.
All right. So if you gave me, well, I was going to say, Joe, if you gave me 3 songs, what 3 would they be?
Black Box. I agree with, Until It's Gone, or wait, that's already in. Never mind. Coming Too Close, or wow, I'm all over the place. My bad. Restart. Black Box. I didn't have the other ones that Randy mentioned, but I definitely agree with, we need some more of the skate punk earlier stuff representation, because I mean, really the first, obviously we didn't talk about Incognito, but the first five records that they had were more skate punk style. So again, those back three records are the only ones that are true like pop punk songs. So I do feel like we have to represent the older stuff.
So what do you think, Randy? Answer is still no in Black Box?
Yeah, Black Box will give us the pop punk, and it will also give us something off that record. I feel like to get the skate punk for me is either Answer is Still No or Exit. And
I'm fine with either.
Yeah, I would like them both. But I can put, be okay with putting Black Box in, because that's different than the rest. Like Dumb Reminders is a pop punk song, but it feels like Black Box, I think you kind of mentioned it, is a little emo in a way.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, and I think it's important that something from that record gets through, because as I mentioned, sure, they feel like a complete band. And again, that's not to discount anything prior, because I loved the three records leading up to that one, but like the fact that they were able to take it to yet another level without completely abandoning what made them who they were, I thought was really great.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll lean on the answer is still no, but let's look at what we got here. Because we got eight. Until It's Gone, Soulmate, Not Your Savior, Why Doesn't Anybody Like Me, International, U Day, Dumb Reminders, Justify, Black Eye, Black Box. Do we have enough of a split? Or because like
officially, I think like Justify, Black Eye, Until It's Gone. No, I think we need one more of either The Exit is Still No or The Answer is Still No or Exit.
Right. So
I'd obviously like them both, but
So
I can talk it out.
So which would you rather take, one in a pop punk song, Joe, or would you rather take both Exit and The Answer is Still No? Because you were pretty hard against Exit.
I was hard against Exit because it wasn't even in my first pass. But I mean, the more that I think about it, like I just mentioned in the last time that I spoke, you know, primary of their discography was skate punk.
Yeah.
It wasn't pop punk. I mean, they evolved into that, and obviously I love that, as we've talked about for the last hour and 7 minutes. But I mean, honestly, to put both Exit and The Answer is Still No in does make sense, truly, because they're more of a skate punk band than they are a pop punk band. So I'm okay putting both in. It's fine.
Yeah, I think The Answer is Still No, definitely, because we don't have anything from Making Friends,
right?
Especially for how many songs that we all picked, and even if they went into the pile or not, like that's just sitting there for us. And like, I definitely want The Exit in, but I'm looking at Coming Too Close too, and I'm just like, oh, like I know we can't with the setup right now listen to them, but if you want to take out your phone, Joe,
I mean, I
get a sense.
And I think the listeners can. It's just, well, I can't play it for you guys.
Gotcha. I mean, I had Coming Too Close.
Yeah, I was the only one who didn't. So
yeah, Exit is off of Leche. We have two Leche songs, probably the two best represented of that album. And I wouldn't mind three off More Betterness, because that is the album I took from the most, and I think that's their most important record, while a lot of people might say Leche is their best. I think it's like more head saying Exit, heart saying Coming Too Close.
Gotcha.
But also could be the opposite, depending on what I'm thinking about at the moment. They're two completely different songs. They come in differently. One is extremely just fired up and fast. Okay, so let's see here. Until It's Gone is fast, but it's not The Exit. It's not like off the handle. The Answer is Still No, same. Like just about, I feel like you need like an off the handle. So I'm going to say Exit would be the one. I would love to get Coming Too Close in there. If I won the seven, if there were seven and I won, it would be in over Why Doesn't Anybody Like Me. But again, nothing against that song. I like the song.
Maybe you shouldn't put that in my head.
Nope, that was bad by me. I did because I thought that some of what I thought was obvious would make it.
Fair.
I'm gonna say Exit.
All right, let's do Exit then. All right, and then we can get to the even harder part of the conversation, maybe, possibly, because I don't know. This might have been the hard part. So that gets us 10. Until It's Gone, Soulmate, Not Your Savior, Why Doesn't Anybody Like Me, International U Day, Dumb Reminders, Justified Black Eye, Black Box, The Answer Is Still No, and Exit. Randy, of those 10, which one's the one?
There are two. There are two. There won't be two, but there are two. If you think this band is defined by the skate punk sound and the double bass and everything just kind of all out, like fast hardcore punk kind of stuff, Justified Black Eye is your song. If you love their pop punk stuff, their, you know, more, I guess, introspective kind of songs, mature, deeper lyrics, Not Your Savior is perfect. I am more sold on Not Your Savior because I think, again, it's the perfect transition from getting to one era to the next, and kind of stands as like one of those songs that I feel like you can give to almost anyone and they can say, all right, I get this band and I kind of like what's going on here. I would say by like an eyelash, it would be Not Your Savior over Justified Black Eye.
What do you think, Joe?
Well, Randy and I agree on something. Hey. 100%. Well, not true. Obviously, I was going to say Dumb Reminders because I'm a pop punk kid. How many times am I going to say that? But that's not a true representation of who No Use for a Name is. So I did look, and I thought as well that Not Your Savior is the perfect middle ground of what this band is. So I will second Not Your Savior as the number one for a bullet.
Well, let's do it then. I think that's it, because like I said, or like you said, it's a middle ground. It's the transition song. It's where they're going to the next thing. And boom. We've done it. And Joe and Randy can't hear this, but I hope you can. Not Your Savior is our number one. Until It's Gone, Soulmate, Why Doesn't Anybody Like Me, International U Day, Dumb Reminders, Justified Black Eye, Black Box, The Answer Is Still No, and Exit round out our top 10, and hopefully we are about to give Not Your Savior a moment in the sun. To make sure my setup is right. All right, we did it. You like No Use for a Name. Good for you. You know, you got this far. That means you like the band. You're welcome. We've done all the hard work. That's literally what I say every week. We did the hard work. You just got to listen. Boom. Just like that. If you want to do the hard work, you want to come play, go to legionofstupid.com, click podcast, click deprogrammed, and you will see a sign-up sheet, but halfway down. Tell me what band you want to talk about, and we'll get you in here. It'll happen eventually. There's a real log jam happening right now. Really hard for me to get episodes in, so eventually it will happen, I promise. If you want to listen to Randy episodes, since you're already there at legionofstupid.com, click his name, it'll take you to all the Randy episodes. If you want to listen to Joe episodes, click his name, it'll take you to all the Joe episodes. If you want to listen to Justin episodes, that's all of them, baby. You're listening to it now. You have no choice in the matter. So, you know, depending on how you feel about that, that's what you're doing. I recommend listening to all of them, whether you like the band or not, because you may end up liking it, is all I'm saying. Also, we're a podcast, subscribe, rate, comment. That would be cool. Patreon.com/OhHiJustin would be a great place. To me, the absolute best way to help this show is by telling somebody that you listen to it. Hey, I listen to Deprogrammed. You should too. I would appreciate that more than words could ever, ever do justice. With that, no use for a name. Learn them and love them, people. We'll see you next week. Bye.